60% of employees in Portland already receive some paid sick time. So those are the businesses that have done the right thing without government having to act. We also have 40% of our employees who don't have any access to paid sick time, and we heard from many of those. So we crafted the ordinance to be as simple as possible, and thanks to Bernie Bottomley of the Portland Business Alliance and Heather Hale of Venture Portland in particular for their input into the ordinance language. Also the other members of the task force who worked very diligently since our first hearing on January 31st. Thank you to Commissioner Dan Saltzman for suggesting that process and for co-leading the task force with me. Real change does not come without some sacrifices. The stories we heard from workers who've had to work sick, take their children with them to work sick, send their children to schools, made me understand some of the problems that we are trying to solve. And these people have names. Previously, it was a general issue that I became aware of. Now these people have names to me, and I have heard from so many people who have been impacted who go to work sick because they cannot afford to stay home, and they can't afford the risk of being fired. And I think we have almost consensus that you shouldn't get fired for calling in sick if you have the flu. It is really not good to have people with infectious diseases in our working out in the community. We tried to accommodate all the businesses, especially the smaller ones here in Portland, because we are a city of small businesses. And we believe that the true cost of this benefit will be a minimal expense in comparison to the other expenses that businesses are confronted with. And it's a two-way street. Employees work for money and job security. The employer needs good workers who know the job and can be good long-term workers because it saves them money. We are all in this together, and employees need to understand that this is a benefit that their employers will be giving them and that they need to step up and give 100% effort every day that they're at work. We need to care for each other. This is a regulation that seeks to do that. I'm hopeful that the state will pass as good or better regulation statewide as we're passing here today. So I encourage everybody, however you feel about this, contact your state representative and urge support for House Bill 3390 and also for Senate Bill 801, because I think we all agree it would be simpler, it would be better. Senator Steiner Haywood said to me when I visited and lobbied on Friday morning, right after we had the hearing last week on Thursday, she said, it's not fair for workers in Portland to have a benefit that workers in Medford do not. And I think that that is true, and that the more workers nationally that get covered by earned sick leave, most countries already have this. So that's why I believe this is a precedent that I'm proud to participate in. I thank all of my colleagues who have realized how important this is for Portland, to the state, and to people who are in real need of protection. And I thank the legislators at the county and at the state who have stepped up and are supporting this. Let's get it done. Our President Barack Obama said in his State of the Union speech this year, "You and I as citizens have the obligation to shape the debates of our time, not only with the votes we cast, but with the voices we lift in defense of our most ancient values and enduring ideals. Let us now embrace with solemn duty and awesome joy what is our lasting birthright. With common effort and common purpose, with passion and dedication, let us answer the call of history and carry out into an uncertain future that precious light of freedom. As an elected official, I make decisions based on the facts and broad public input, seeking the long-term public good for the whole city, with shared benefits and responsibilities for all Portlanders, present and futures. That is what we are doing here today, and thank you for engaging in making decisions with your council. Aye."
Fish?
Mayor and colleagues, as a former labor and civil rights attorney, I believe that paid sick leave is not just a public health issue. I believe it is a social justice issue. Currently, too many low-wage workers have to choose between coming to work sick or losing a day's pay. Too many parents have to send their children to school sick rather than to take time off and risk losing their job. And too many food service workers risk passing their illness on to others. Today, we have a chance to change that. Our vote today is the culmination of a lengthy and thorough process. Through the task force and at council hearings, in emails, telephone calls, and face-to-face meetings, we've heard from a wide variety of concerned citizens. Many of them suggested ways to improve the draft ordinance. The council listened, and the final version, in my judgment, is better because of their input. One issue I addressed last week was, how will we treat businesses that offer an equal or better paid sick leave benefit? And I want to be clear today that it is not the council's intent to require those businesses who already exceed the standard we are adopting today to set up a new or different record-keeping system above and beyond what they already provide. And in the rulemaking process to follow the adoption of this ordinance, I intend to stay actively engaged and expect that it too will be transparent and inclusive. After our vote today, our attention will turn to the state legislature, as Amanda noted, and we will work with our partners to enact statewide earned sick leave. My preference and my colleagues' preference is for a statewide solution so that all working families in Oregon, not just those in Portland, receive this benefit. There are so many people to thank today, and I will start with Commissioner Fritz, who has done yeoman's work for many months to bring us to this point. Amanda, you have been a champion, our champion, for paid sick leave from the very beginning. And I noticed you took some heat along the way for your work. I applaud you for remaining steadfast in your commitment to working families and for remaining steadfast in your efforts to pass this landmark legislation. I'd also like to acknowledge the work of Tom Bazot from your office, and I apologize in advance if there are any unintended consequences of my publicly acknowledging Tom, who I know can be very difficult to work with. I want to thank Dan Saltzman for co-chairing the task force, and to all of my colleagues for working in a spirit of true collaboration. I want to thank Andrea Peluso, Family Forward, and the honor roll of organizations that Amanda noted in her comments for their persistent and thoughtful advocacy. I want to thank my friend Jeff Anderson and the UFCW 555 team, Tom Chamberlain, Jody Parker, Joe Esmond, and all the voices in labor that came together behind this legislation. I also want to thank the businesses, large and small, those who supported and those who opposed, who joined us in good faith at the table and who worked to strengthen this ordinance. Today is a proud day for this council, and I am proud to vote aye.
Councilman?
Well, I'd like to also thank Commissioner Amanda Fritz for championing this issue from beginning to end. And while she listened and responded to the needs of the business community, she was always clear in her unwavering support for a sick policy, and that truly benefits all Portlanders. I'd also like to thank all of the task force members who participated with Commissioner Fritz and me to continue to improve the sick leave policy in a series of fast-moving and productive meetings. And thank you also to Tom Bazot, Shannon Callahan, and Brendan Finn of my staffs for all of your hard work over these many months to help perfect this policy. And while I realize that this will impact our Portland businesses, both Commissioner Fritz and I have sought to add both clarity and certainty to the business community by the amendments that were introduced over the last few weeks. I have heard many compelling testimonials about the need for a paid and protected sick leave policy. But the reason I'm supporting this policy is really quite simple. No person should have to choose between their job and taking care of their sick child. No domestic violence victim should have to wait to seek services that may save her life because they cannot afford to take time off from work. These in and of themselves are absolutely compelling reasons for me to support this policy. And I would also say, as my colleagues have echoed, we hope the state will act. As Senator Steiner Hayward said, there's no reason somebody working in Medford should not benefit from the same paid sick leave policy that we have here in Portland. And I hope our action today will help stir Salem to act something on a statewide basis. And just on a personal note, having been on this council I'm in my 15th year. In looking back, I think this vote will be one of the ones that I will really recognize. This one made a difference. This one is going to help people climb up the ladder. This one really is going to help close the gap between rich and poor, and it's going to lift the standard of living for many people right now who are struggling to make ends meet every day. So this is something that I'm going to look back and recognize. This vote, this law, this ordinance really improved people's lives, and that's what we're all up here to do. I'm pleased to vote aye.
Novick.
It is a great honor to serve with Commissioner Fritz and with Commissioner Saltzman, who, in shepherding this ordinance through the task force over the past month, has served as Batman to Commissioner Fritz's Superwoman. I thank both of them. I want to note that although some people may disagree with the action we take today, all of us would agree with the goal of reducing the amount of illness and injury in the workplace. One of the things I'm committed to do as a city commissioner is to go to employers, public and private, around the region and seek out examples of the best wellness programs and then share them with other employers, small and large, public and private, throughout the region. I also want to say that this is not an extreme left-wing idea. One of my conservative friends, who constantly tells me that the United States is going to hell in a communist handbasket, constantly holds out Singapore as a shining example of unbridled capitalism. But Singapore has earned sick leave. I also want to note that a number of entities have made cases for exceptions to this law, and some of those were sympathetic cases. But we had a couple of problems with going down that road. One is that there is no exception to the idea that we don't want sick people going to work and infecting their coworkers and customers. The other is that once you start going down the road of exceptions, every exception you grant, 10 people will rise up and say that they deserve an exception too. And if you go too far down that road, two things happen. One, you wind up with special provisions for a company incorporated in Delaware December 17, 1922, like in the United States tax code. And second, everybody who doesn't get an exception feels unfairly treated. The last thing I want to say is that, to me, this is a matter of whether we are going to live in a civilized society, and a society in which 40% of people don't have earned sick leave is not a civilized society. I'm proud to vote aye.
Hales?
I just want to start by adding my thanks and bravos to the leadership here, the leadership on this council, in the community that works so hard to come up with this good result. So bravo, well done. And I agree, Dan, I think this is one of those issues that all of us will look back on and say, that was one of those moments where we made Portland a better place. You know, mayors think a lot about the economy these days, and other elected officials do too. And I do that. I want Portland to be more prosperous for more people very soon. Tomorrow morning would be fine, because we still have a lot of people who are underemployed and unemployed, and we're still struggling to come out of this recession. And we look around nationally and locally, and we see a lot of signs of hope, and I'm very happy about that. In fact, I'm very optimistic, as I said last week, about our city's economic prospects. I think we have very good years ahead. But we also look around nationally, and we see that as we've gone through the last couple of economic cycles, we've exacerbated this terrible inequality between a few who've gotten much better off and a middle class that has faded and is struggling to stay in the American dream. And sure, there are big macroeconomic forces out there that we have to contend with and that we are swept along in to some extent. But we can do what we can with what we have where we are. And Portland has been consciously different from the norm in a lot of other ways. We're consciously different in our environmental policies. We are smarter and greener than most American cities. We've been consciously different in our transportation policies. well, why shouldn't we also be consciously different in our economic and our economic development policies? So for me, this is one of those places where we can start to reflect those Portland values of communitarianism in how we live and how we operate in our local economy. And I think this will pay great dividends to our economy as a stronger and better place over time. At the end of the day, I think this is a simple question, that we should, when we act, do justice whenever we can. This is justice. It's the right thing to do. It's a good day for Portland. I'm proud and pleased to vote aye. Thank you all. Can't get any better than that today. We're adjourned.
Go out of the high.
Put more in. Yeah.
Good job.